And now this is a dictation for William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, Jeffers, J-E-F-F-E-R-S, November 358, address as a letter to Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Tweets, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S-P-A-C, 2915348. Dear Brian, follow-up for Mr. Jeffers, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, last visit September. There is dyspnea on activity, not at rest, feeling tired, no gastrointestinal urinary symptoms, uses CPAP machine at night, no oxygen, denies orthopnea PND, review system negative, family notice and worsening memory issues, seeing neurology, Dr. Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K. Medication review, I will highlight diuretics, potassium, nitrates, beta blockers, Entresto, Cardizen, anticoagulated with Eliquis, blood pressure not well controlled, 170 over 100, right sided, repeat 168.98. There is atrial fibrillation, rate less than 90, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap. Likely there is ascites, as well as 3+ edema below the knees. Very pleasant, but he admits memory issues. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from March. Creatinine 1.38, which is baseline, representing GFR of 55, stage 3. Normal electrolytes, bicarbonate elevated from diuretics, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, glucose, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Prior kidney ultrasound, no obstruction or urinary retention. Prior testing, screening for renal artery stenosis was negative. He does have symptoms of CHF. Is my understanding cardiology, Dr. Sevensma, S-E-V-E-N-S-M-A, has done a recent echo. We will try to obtain the report and the office visit. Blood pressure is poorly controlled. We could adjust diuretics. He mentioned that his blood pressure fluctuates over time, highs, normal lows. Otherwise, from the renal standpoint, no need for changing diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement, no phosphorus binders, no EPO. Already anticoagulated for AFib, as well as weight control, including beta blockers and Cardizen. All issues discussed with the patient and family.